So it's 1:45. So let's get started. So actually, really quick, I'm Clint Ruckus. I'm a senior product manager on Windows. This is going to be about architecting your apps to make them work together versus having a giant monolithic app where you have the same code in multiple apps just because they have to be, versus having multiple smaller apps that all can communicate to each other and do smarter, quicker things. So typically, I mean, after a while, you have your app, it ends up looking like this giant monolithic thing with, you know, arms and stuff that just doesn't make sense to be there. I mean, it's impressive, but it's not exactly what every app should be. Every app should have their targeted use. So, and then changing it can be very, very hard also because it's kind of propped up. Things are very precariously put together. So on UWP, we have three concepts: app extensions, app handover, and app services. And these are three ways that you can start breaking apart your monolithic app and having stuff work together versus having everything in one big, big app. Now, why build a family of cooperating apps? Well, you don't have to reinvent the wheel, is the big thing. So there are apps that do amazing things, and let those apps do those things well. They're better together. Extensibility makes your app more powerful and allows your app to be continuously updated via other people and other apps from potentially even within your company. They can also add functionality. So your main app can be there, and then next thing you know, you bring on another extension or service, that app automatically can take that in if you architect it correctly. And it reduces your development and maintenance costs. You don't have this giant app that you have to test the 800 different permutations. You only have to test this one small little bit of code and then just release it. So, like I said, we're going to talk about app handover, app services, app extensions, and then Microsoft in the Windows 10 anniversary update, we started talking about Project Roam, which lets you do these things across devices. So I have a cool little demo that will prove that this is possible for anyone to do, and I'll be using the cloud to prove this. So first, let's talk about app handover. What is it? So you have your app, and let's say this is a photo app, and you want to use a filter or something. So what you're going to do is literally say, hey, app B, go do this. And then when app B is done, it goes back to your app. So here, this would be a color app. So this that filter then goes to the app and then comes back to your app. So next is app services. So this is where your app will then go ahead and call a app service. It doesn't have to be your app, but it could call a different app service. But to the end user, this all looks seamless. So it's not you're leaving your app, entering another app, and going back. This is all from within your app. And then lastly, we have app extensions. So some of you guys might have heard of MEF for .NET. This is very, very similar. So what you can start doing is bringing in content that matters to you. And you can actually filter this stuff. So you can see now we're going from a normal filter, then we bring on another one to do additional colorization or whatever, so that like in this example. And then Project Roam has the same concept of app handoff and then app services, but it's all done. You're literally sending it off to a different computer that doesn't even have to be on your network. This can both be done via cloud and via proximal connection. So what we're going to do is show photo editing app here to do this. This is, I believe it's open source as well. And we're basically going to open up a photo and save that photo. And we're going to do leverage other apps to do all the image manipulations. So first, we're going to do app handover. Mm-hmm. So we have our nice little app extensibility app here. And what we're going to do is first run it. Compiling. And as you can see, I stole this from Microsoft Ignite. So I'm going to open up my wonderful nephew smashing my face. And what we're going to do here is we're actually going to call the Microsoft Photo app. Because the Photo app has this wonderful thing called crop. Why should I have to reinvent the wheel in this kind of complex control when I can just call a different app? So I'm going to go click crop. It's going to go out. That's actually the Photo app. I'm going to go in, and let's go get a zoom in of my face getting smashed by my nephew. Click apply. So now this is saving it, and it just sent it back. So that was the Photo app handling the crop, handling everything that's heavy lifting, and then sent it back to my app. So let's go actually talk about how that is actually done here. Bookmarks, crop image. So you can quickly see we're going to call the launch URI result, and we're going to call this function called crop image async. Crop image async is down here. And you can see that we're calling the photo target application family name, so that's the fully qualified name here. And then we're going to send some parameters in here. So for this, we're just going to send in our input token, our destination token, the pixel crop height and width and height, and then we're going to say do a square, not an elliptical eclipse crop. And when this is all done, we're going to get back the result. It's pretty straightforward. So we're going to start now talk about app services. And actually, I went a bit fast. So app services here, what you can do is you can actually verify that these things are on your device. So first, you can figure out the app package family name. So that will, once again, be that unique token to say, is this here? And then you're going to have the query. So this is a made-up syntax, just like HTTP. HTTP is not a made-up syntax. But here, the query is app B for results. So that's what we're going to query. And then we're going to say, hey, does this app family have any of this? And if it does, we'll get back those services. So here's kind of a breakdown of what's going to happen here. So you can see we're querying, we get the results. And so why use launch URI for results? Well, it's lightweight. You can reuse versus rebuild and cross-app promote. And looks like I slightly screwed up. So let's talk about app services here. So let's go back to, I'm still in PowerPoint. Let's go back to our extensibility demo here. So we have our app. We already installed it. So now I have a totally separate solution here. And we have grayscaling. So in our app, oops, I'm going to run this really quick. You can say this, see the grayscale button. The grayscale button is actually going to go out and call our app service here. So we have in the source code here, grayscale. And you can see that we're calling our app family here. For those who don't know how to figure out your app family, I'll actually show that in one quick second here. So I'm going to go to our grayscale image here. And you see I have a service and the app. So what we're going to do first is go into our app package. We're going to our packaging. You can see this right here, what I'm highlighting. That's where you can get this package family. So it's a bit gray on gray, but you can see where it's app extension, extensions, grayscale, and then the BY, blah, blah, blah. That is your package family name. That's unique to your app. So that is a great question, and typically that will be the developer telling, like, hey, I have this cool service doing it. You could, if this is an internal app, you as the developer knows that these existed. So the question was, is how do you figure this out? So a lot of it is figuring out, does the app actually have it? So let me go run the demo really quick. So first, I have the service. I don't have it actually installed. So right now you can see I only have the app demo installed here. So what I'm going to do is rebuild it. It's going to take one quick brief second. And it's built. And then I'm going to deploy it. Okay, so that deployed. So I'm going to go run our demo here. I'm going to go show off my nephew hitting me in the face again. And then I'm going to click grayscale. This is now going to go off to that service and grayscale it and come back. As you know, it didn't have that harsh transition from between apps. It just worked. So quickly, how you do this, let's go back into our extension code here. As you can see that what we're doing here is we're literally opening up the service, and then if that connection is there, then we hand it off. And we say, hey, go do some work. We get it back, and then we send the image back in. Oops. And then on this end, what we're going to do, yes, I do want to close it, is we're going to declare this. So this is a slightly interesting sample here because we're actually doing an extension and then using the service as the extension. And how you do that is first you declare the extension. So that's this top part code that I'm going to highlight. So that's literally the app service that's going to be running. It's a background task. And then here is the actual extension as running as a extension. However, I just realized I got slightly in front of myself for the extensions. So that was app services. Very shortly, we'll talk about the extensions, and I'll explain what I just talked about. Sorry, I got slightly ahead of myself. So app services, why this is important. Store apps can provide services. So now you can once again have other apps consume yours services, and then you can start doing app cross-promote. You can also have multiple apps then using the same service. So here we're going to talk about app client app B talking app B with service. Same thing with client C can do that. So imagine your enterprise. Now you can have one primary app start doing heavy lifting, heavy computation, and then other client apps then using that app. So, and then here's basically the pretty simple code. Basically, open up the connection, and then send off a message and wait for a response back. Discovery here is you just call the app service, and for the extension for the client server for the app with the service, you just add in this into your app manifest, and it moves forward. And you just add in the background service. It's a public sealed class. You just right-click, create it as a project. And to in your app service, this is the app service code and messaging. So, app services, why? It allows background execution. That all does is in the background. And you can do cool things across devices in Project Realm. I'll show that slightly later. Key things to remember here is the service life cycle is services are activated on demand, so it's not always loaded, so it actually does help reduce load on the client device. Other big things is the client may terminate your app by disposing it and its connection, and along with invoking the app is, if the invoked app is suspended, apps, the services may be terminated. And also be aware that if the client does not have sufficient resources, the app may not work. So going to extensions. The client host needs to be declared as a host here in your app manifest. It's pretty straightforward. You just declare yourself up here. You can see the app extension host. Pretty straightforward. And then in the extensions, you add in this code. It's app extension is the category, and you just say, you know, what it is, public folder, what the name is, and the description, and that's all you need to do. And these, you can add in multiple extensions into the same app, and we'll show a demo of that. Okay, so app extensions. So, let me go reload this here. So we have the Grayscale is actually an extension, and that's, I apologize before, I got slightly ahead of myself. So this is the Grayscale as an extension. So I'm going to go click that and load that up. So now this was dynamically loaded. I'm going to go click the Grayscale, and it went out and loaded that as an extension. Now what we can also do is, I did not want to run that. Well, let's see, did I just screw up my demo? Well, in theory, I shouldn't have run that. I should have deployed it, but it still worked. So you can see now we have the two additional extensions here. So I can add those in. So I just literally deployed a new app. My old app was still running, and now I can rotate and my image. So that was, the app was still running. I dynamically added in new extensions from an app I just compiled, and the app automatically detected it. So personally, I think that's pretty cool. So let's go to the we're going to talk about the Grayscale code here because this was the first thing we were talking about. Here, what we're doing is we're saying literally that this app extension for the Grayscale is literally calling the Grayscale app service that we did above. So that's, you can either use the same code, the same app service code as an app service, or as an extension. It's up to you. Pick which works best for you. And then for the rotate code, what we're actually doing here is we're going to use JavaScript to actually do the rotate. So we now have a managed C# application calling JavaScript to do the image manipulation. I think that's kind of interesting, where now You're mixing languages. You can pick and choose what works best for this scenario here. And like I said before here, you can add in multiple different extensions. So you can see public folder, public, and then public folder, public two. So that's literally pointing the app to the two separate folders here. So here's just a brief look at the code for rotating it. So you can see that we're loading the extension, and then we're calling window.external.notify to send back the data. Bookmarks. So going for declaring the host, you can see here, hope app. Extension host is what I was talked about in the code, in the PowerPoint. We're calling it build 2016 app extension.demo. So that's how everything is referenced. And then we have this cool little extension manager class here. What this does is we put in the contract. The contract here for this app, what we did was basically said here on app, on our app data, app data is created on the app load, and we just load up the extension manager. It's a static, so it's loaded once. And then this class does all the heavy lifting for opening up the app catalog, figuring out what's there, having an observable collection that then we bind to in the application. So this is our way of very quickly just being able to hand off stuff and removing it. So what happens if the user wants to remove something or the app gets removed? So wouldn't it be cool if I uninstall these and they magically disappeared? So if you're an enterprise solution here and you're using, and let's say an application needs to get removed, the admin wants to remove it, now all their client admin or all the client computers have that app removed as well, and it was all dynamic. And I go back to my editor here, you can see they're gone here as well. Okay. So let's do a quick summary here. To use the application app extensions, just use using windows.applicationmodel.appextensions. To open it, you just call the open method, and then to find extensions, just do find all async, and it comes back. If you want to get notified when new stuff comes in, there's an event for that. Along with loading content, you just get the public folder, and you've loaded it. Extensions are opt-in. You both the host and the client and the extension need to opt in to doing to be an extension. The host is literally the platform, and extensions are apps. So let's do, to me, one a much more interesting scenario. Let's start breaking boundaries. So now the physical client device is not the only thing that's there. So Project Roam works kind of over the cloud along with Proximal. So if it's Proximal, that means the two devices are near one another. Otherwise, that they can be through the cloud. So first, we all remember launch Yuri Async, where it's just launcher dot launch Yuri Async. So code is very, very similar. Instead, now you just add in a remote launcher option in the fallback. Do it, and it just works. So same thing with app services. Seen that earlier, code is we call connect that open async. Now, if we switch to the remote service, we just change two lines of code, and it works. So what you need to do is determine if you're invoking remotely. So is remote is a Boolean on the app service connection. So on the extension, you can literally say, do it remote, so then you can start calling audio, do whatever works for you. And the other key thing is the message size is 64 kilobits. So let's go do a demo here. Okay, so I have spun up a virtual machine in Azure. Okay, I'm gonna literally connect to this right now. Save it, open. So this is my virtual machine in Azure. It's been running since yesterday. I logged in with my Microsoft account. So that's my minimalistic Death Star. Does everyone believe me? This is Azure. Your silence will say yes, it is. Thank you. Okay, so I'm in Azure. I proved to you I launched this in Azure. And there's this cool little test app for Rome that the Rome team built out. And you can see here are all my remote devices. So you can see my Windows phone, which is back at work. I have my Xbox. I have my MacBook Pro that I use occasionally. And then I have my VM that's right now. So I'm going to go click it. Let's go extend this out. And right here, this app service here, section, that is an app service that's remotely reaching out to the Project Rome app that I have installed in the VM in Azure, and it's getting the ping. But let's go launch a remote Yuri. So that launched in the VM. Let's go launch blogs.windows.com/building apps. That launched in Azure. Now, let's go connect to my desktop, or I'm sorry, my Surface here. But let's launch the store app. So I'm going to launch this Yuri. Now I'm back on my desktop. And that launched the store app into the test app actually I'm currently using. So if you want to check out Project Rome really quick and you're running Windows 10 Anniversary Edition, you can download this app. It's a Rome and test app. So hopefully you guys thought that was kind of interesting. Project Rome, there's lots of other cool examples you can do. Like think about if you're an enterprise and you want to do some highly confidential computational data. That can be done remotely, where now this the computer can get that data back with like PII scrubbed and stuff like that. Like there's lots of different scenarios that Project Rome can help enable. Key things here with Project Rome is it helps you extend out your experiences. So now you can, like if I was presenting here on one computer, I could have my phone and start swiping through. Because that they are close, you could also use that. It could be done through a proximal connection through Bluetooth, for example. You can help also augment the experience with companion devices and enrich the experience, such as remote control. It uses app-to-app extensibility, so it can do really powerful things through using protocol associations with app handover rather than just rebuilding the app to be able to do all that handshaking. App services are for background messages, passing, and making apps work better together. And app extensions offer great discovery and management to connect and share content. And then use protocol associations and app services to connect and share across devices. So hopefully, using these techniques, you can figure out what works best for your apps and build an ecosystem of things that talk well together. And it looks like I screwed up and forgot to put in my to-do for GitHub. So if you guys track me down, I'll get you that for where all the source code for these are. If you guys want to get in contact with me, cruckus@microsoft.com or Clint Ruckus on Twitter. Cool. Thank you.